I'm going to probably get loopy on this one. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to try not to, but it's probably going to happen.
All the better, because welcome to the Geekdom Fancast, episode 55. It's just a hostful one, guys. I shouldn't say hostful because that's a nerdist thing. It's just
flying five by five.
It's just me and Derek on this one, guys. We're gonna do our top movies of 2015 and look forward to 2016, because you can't look forward without looking back. Am I right? And also, we're kind of late on doing our top things. We did our top TV one on GHG.
But then
the Golden Globes happened. But you can check out our top. We were both on the top TV podcast for God Hates Geeks, so you can check that out at godhatesgeeks.com and just find it, you know, scroll down.
Well, it is on our page too.
And it is on our page, which is facebook.com/TheGeekdomFancast. But anyways, hi Derek, how's it going? I didn't introduce you properly. With me in the red
Hello,
corner.
One Mike.
Hello, Uncle Daryl.
Oh, see, no, but mine doesn't sound cool. Yours sounds cool at least.
Well, everyone's like, that, buddy?
Hey, I did not give myself my nickname, okay? Let me just...
But you chose to put it on your Twitter handle.
Because it's... do you know how many people know me by that fucking name? So many people.
I don't even know anyone who... I haven't met all those friends, I guess.
No, you haven't met many of my college friends. But, like, pretty much all the time I went through college and then all the friends I made in college, even after we finished and moved on... I would still see people whenever I saw them. They would say, "Hey, Uncle Daryl," or "Oh, Uncle Daryl's here." And like, so it's like it would have been different if it would have died with college. But even after, with when I would see people at bars or at parties or whatever, they would still call me it. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess this is still a thing. So I just let it keep going. And then I thought it was funny because anytime I put it as a handle for, you know, IG or fucking any kind of social media, it just made sense to me because, you know, half of my friends are my college friends, and they would see like, oh, I know who that is because of that name. So I just went with it. But then I have people that I can't think of off the top of my head, but some of our friends that have brought it up to me now in hindsight, it's like, you know, you sound like a pedophile or you sound like a pervert. And this, none of this occurred to me while I was in college and getting called this name. All
how
of a sudden,
could it not?
I don't know. Because the reason being is, the reason the uncle is in there is because when I was in college, I was considerably older than a lot of the people in college I was with, because I just decided later than most people what to do with my life, I guess, or whatever. So the reason I was Uncle Daryl is because I was so much older than everybody else. I was like 5 to 10 years older than most of the people in my class.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So therefore it was not creepy to me. It was like an elders thing.
But no one's going to get that off hearing that for the first time, you know?
Oh, I know. Well, like I said, but see, I didn't realize any of this until people brought it to my attention later on.
Well, Uncle Daryl, we're going to go through our top movies first, and then we're going to take a break and then go through what we're looking forward in 2016. My top movies are going to be on God Hates Geeks, but I'll just run them down through you because we made that list before I watched some of the other ones, so... So it's kind of like one change.
He made it really early, but I mean, it was one of those, you know, everyone makes their year-end things
earlier.
At the year-end. And you know what? If anyone is wondering why we're doing our year-end movies at the end of January, beginning of February, it's because it's our podcast. We do whatever the fuck we want. Yeah, that's why.
And nothing comes out in January anyway, so chill out.
Look, it took us forever to watch all the damn Oscar movies, okay? It takes time. We're busy.
Yeah, and we just watched Spotlight, too, so... Which will probably make like an honorable mention for me. I don't think it knocks off anything else for me.
I would just throw it in honorable mention just for the hell of it. Yeah, already.
Yeah. So like Spotlight, Room, all these things will be honorable mentions for me. And then I'd say Spotlight's kind of like cousin in like story-wise. The Big Short. They're kind of similar movies because it's about like intrepid young people. Or not young people, but like intrepid people like... foreseeing like a huge disaster, you know.
I didn't see it.
So The Big Short will probably.
I meant to watch it yesterday, and I got busy.
It's. I'm kind of curious to see what your opinion would be.
The Big Short.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm already worried about. I've already listened to many. Digressing on a movie I haven't seen. The things I've heard so far that I'm worried about is I've heard it's a lot of economic speak, and I have a feeling that's going to lose me.
Yeah, that one. I mean, I think that's why Spotlight's so much more relatable, because it's like the Catholic Church problem happened to, you know, that's something we all deal with. And we all deal with economics. But the fun thing about Big Short is as they really break it down for you. And even if it doesn't
Say why you like it.
Yeah, even if it doesn't make... I mean, I'm a sucker for those kind of movies. We're talking about off mic. That's called Conversation, guys, a podcast that you don't record. But anyways, I was saying like how those
you
kind
guys
of movies,
can't see this, but it's really funny because we have microphones that we hold right now because we're working on getting mic stands. You know, come on, we're in a process here, people. We're not professionals yet. We're getting there. But Mike holds his like a fucking MC. It's hilarious. He holds it like he's about to rap battle. It's great.
Shout out to Bishop Richard Zama. I saw him holding it like this when we were doing a wrestling podcast, which you should also check out on God Hates Geeks. But I thought it was cool how he held it. So. And I think my hand...
It's because he's got fucking hands like a fucking bear. That's why.
That's true. And it's weird holding it like this, too, you know?
Yeah.
People on the podcast. People listening to the podcast.
I know. Get mine from Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. But anyways, yeah. The Big Short was... It's just one of those movies where... I don't know why I like it specifically, but the performances were great. Steve Carell. I'd say he'd arguably did like a better character job than Mark Ruffalo, but Mark Ruffalo's like big monologues in Spotlight were probably better acted, you know, because he's more of like a serious actor or whatever. But Big Carell's like overall character, like the decisions he made to play that character were pretty good. And the other performances were like, you know, Brad Pitt, Ryan Gosling. They just kind of showed up and did what they do all the time. But that movie was just...
Those guys.
It's so much like a punk movie, you know? Like it didn't give a fuck about what it said, you know, and it kind of called everyone out. And it had like a cool attitude that's like kind of missing from movies these days, where like they broke the fourth wall, they made a lot of jokes about the thing, and like they weren't afraid to just like dive in and like break what movies are usually. Like they weren't afraid to break the form in order to like just tell the most compelling story possible, which they had to do because it was like, oh, it's just about the financial crisis. Like, how many people are going to be really like dive into that, like sink their teeth into that, you know?
I know that it's based on
something. It's based on a book, yeah.
No, but I know it's based on something that really happened with this financial crisis, like the year time and all that and stuff. But is it based on like actual people and events or just like what happened?
I think there's a few amalgams, and I think they actually call them out. Like, there's one scene that's pretty cool where like the guy turns the camera and he's like, okay, this is not exactly how it happened. We were actually in our garage discussing this, but it doesn't make for a good movie, you know? And like,
that's funny.
It does shit like that. But I think Brad Pitt's character is based off, or Christian Bale's character is based off a real person. I think Brad Pitt's character is based off a real person. I think the big guys are all based off real people, but a lot of the side characters might be amalgams, but I don't know exactly. So you guys can go look that up on your own.
He's like, what, you want us to do all the fucking work?
But it is based off of the specific event of the financial crash of 2008 and like the housing. And it kind of pisses you off. And it inspired me to do more research. You think I did that research?
No,
nope, not really. No. But I know I need I need to be more self-conscious about like finance and stuff because people could fuck you pretty easily. But yeah, that's my number five. And then my number four is Ex Machina.
Oh, wait.
You want to trade off fives and fours?
No. I'm saying, so wait. Spotlight's honorable mention and Big Short's number five.
Yeah.
We didn't. Okay.
Big Short, number five. Number four would be Ex Machina. I won't go into it too much because I think I've talked about it on this podcast before, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
A little bit, but I think you didn't really give too much about it.
I mean, I wrote one of my favorite reviews. Like one of the reviews I'm most proud of on God Hates Geeks is my Ex Machina review. So you can go check that out, please. But it's basically like just a really solid fucking thriller. It does story stuff with AI that a lot of movies haven't, and like it makes it pretty real and like explores the Turing test without, I'm trying not to give away anything, but explores the Turing test in a very interesting way. And it's done intelligently, but also like there's like this really cool thriller plot that's happening with the characters, and it is very character based, and you don't see that very much often where it's a thriller and it's not like a thriller based on the plot where it's just like, oh, this guy did this guy did that. It's more about like uncovering revealing like what Oscar Isaac's motivations are, what Donald Gleason's motivations are, you know, and even Alicia Vikander. And that's one of my favorite performances of the year. So, yeah.
Oh really?
Yep.
Oh shit.
And then Sicario would be, no, I don't think that's on there. I think I would trade Big Short for Sicario, but that was fucking good. That's an honorable mention.
Wait, Sicario's Sicario's an honorable mention.
And honestly,
your list is just all over the place.
Honestly, it's an honorable
mention.
You're
supposed to prepare.
Honestly, it's an honorable mention because we didn't even see the whole thing, and I really
got back.
No, did you?
No, I thought you did. I figured you went back.
So me and Derek were late to see Sicario. We reviewed it for God Hates Geeks, and we were late, and we missed like I think a good 15-20 minutes of it. So like,
I just think it's funny that neither one of us went back and watched it. That's hilarious.
I mean, because I didn't want to go back to a theater to watch it, and like a good screener hasn't showed up yet. I mean,
no.
Yeah, not
oh,
yet.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Not that, I mean, not legitimate means I haven't been able to borrow one from people. I won't name their names because it would incriminate them, wouldn't it?
I mean, if of the 10 people listening to this podcast, yeah, I'm sure.
But, oh.
Dominic, don't rat them out, please.
Yeah, please. Jesus Christ. Dominic, God.
And thanks for Creed.
Did you watch it?
No, he sent it to me, but I haven't watched it yet.
It is my number three.
Creed is your number three
Creed,
movie?
Creed is my number three.
What the fuck?
Creed is awesome.
I wish we would have known this sooner. I would have watched it.
Yeah, it's just solid. I mean, it is kind of like a...
Wait a minute. You have Creed over Sicario?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
But
now I really want to see this.
Because I'm kidding. Couldn't watch all Sicario, so I didn't get like that full theater experience.
Come on. We watched like 9/10 of it.
We don't know.
No, I actually read what we missed.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And it wasn't that much?
We missed, I guess there's like the whole scene where Emily Blunt, like they show her in her element, like taking some baddies down. And then like the Josh Brolin character and who was the other one?
Benicio del Toro.
Was it Benicio or wasn't there someone else?
Oh, was the black guy?
Yeah. They approach her at where she's at and they ask her to come.
That's a good chunk of the movie.
Do the job.
Well, that's a good scene.
I mean, it's a good setup, but I don't think it impacts us. Like, it just get we. I think we got there when the movie got going.
Yeah, but I still want to watch the whole movie. You know?
I'm not saying. Like missing, I'm just like, saying. I don't think you're discounting it to number four because you didn't see 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of the movie.
All right.
And screenwriting.
Fine.
The first 10 pages are the most important.
Oh Christ. Okay, David Mamet. Thanks.
I'm basically just going off of like how you were saying off mic that like the ones that you remember, the movies that you remember that you watched because you don't remember every single movie you watched. Are the ones that kind of mean the most to you. And Creed was like that fucking experience of going to the theater. Stallone's performance was amazing. Michael B. Jordan's performance was amazing.
Oh, I'll believe that he was a badass.
they all, like, everyone showed up. And, like, it's a solid, like, plot-wise, it's basically Rocky. But it's such a good reboot of it. Like, it's such a good reimagining because it's from a completely different perspective. And, like, yeah, you could say that, like, the story structure is basically the same. But, like, a lot of it is the character. And that character is so much different from Rocky Balboa that it mattered. And it was still a fresh take because of that, you know. The middle fight scene in Creed was fucking awesome because it's like it was a one-shot boxing scene. And I think it's like one of the best filmed boxing matches so far. It's up there with like Raging Bull and shit. And then just like there's like a couple moments at the very end. I won't spoil it for anyone that...
Well, namely me, thank you.
I looked to my left and like my sisters were all tearing up. My mom was crying because we watched it after Thanksgiving. It was like a family movie to watch.
Oh, cool. Damn. You watched it that long ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, Creed is number...
How do we never bring it up on the podcast?
We just haven't really had time for anything else except for our topics, right? Number two, I won't talk about much because it's an animated movie and Derek loves talking about those. So I'm going to...
It's not about what I want, it's what you want.
I'm going to deny him... but yeah, it was Inside Out. Pixar fucking killed it. It's
number two.
Yeah, they're one of the first original move. I think like thematically and like just the lesson you learn from movies. I'm doing air quotes for anyone that's just listening, which is everyone. The lesson you learn is like probably more mature than like a lot of adult movies these days. Because without spoiling anything, blah. That's the new name of this podcast. Without spoiling anything. It's basically like the whole fucking theme that you learn is that sadness could be just as it's not only okay but like necessary for you. And like the way they talk about it's Inside Out, my whole thing with Inside Out is like it's a great movie to watch, but then like hearing after like parents talking about like their experiences with their kids and stuff, and I'm just hearing like different podcasts and like just different like conversations I've had with people with kids, like the way they talk about how like they finally have a really good framework to talk about depression and psychological issues like for kids at such a young age, because that is never talked about really, you know.
You're saying that you have maybe the weight of it is carried by the meaning the movie has taken on.
Yeah, it's such an original concept. It's like one of Pixar's best premises for a movie, you know? And what it does for like kind of the culture is pretty, it gives it a high score for me.
Okay.
It's like, it just does fucking a lot. And then, I mean, and it's good you to point
your
out
cartoons, whatever.
It's good to point out the good.
Are you
going to
read the funny papers when we're done?
It's good to point out the good animated Pixar that's going to come out, because we're going to get a whole bunch of shit in the future.
Pixar?
But, yeah.
Pixar's going to be shitty?
It's not going to be shitty, but it's going to be sequels. Like Finding Dory, Cars 3, blah, blah, blah. Even Incredibles 2, it's like, okay, just make something new. And they did, and it's beautiful.
Oh, everyone wants that Incredibles one, though. Everyone's dying for that Incredibles movie.
Yeah, I'll be fucking there. That'll be cool. But number one.
Yes, number one.
Can you guess? I'm sure anyone can guess. It's sitting on your fucking mantle place, but it's Mad Max Fury Road.
Right next to my Chargers gnome.
We had a huge-ass episode about this, so we don't need to talk about this, but I'm sure it's up there in your top five, right, Derek?
You have to tell the people what it is, Mike.
Oh, it's Mad Max Fury Road.
Woo!
Mad Max Fury Road. Fucking, it's just like one of those movies that comes every once in a while that just blows you away. And I mean, there's like, I had a lot of good times at the theater this year. Star Wars was fun to watch, you know?
I can't believe.
Creed was fun to watch. But I can't believe. Mad Max fucking Fury
Star Wars
Road.
Is not even in your top five.
It's an honorable mention.
Not in your top five.
It's tough.
Did you see it a second time?
I saw it three times. I loved it.
That's
love Star
not
Wars.
Not in your top five.
No, but I'm. Okay. I have a feeling when 8 comes out, that's going to be like in my top three.
It's the cartoon in, but not Star Wars.
What? Star Wars is just as a kid's movie as a fucking Inside Out.
Okay. Anyways.
I love Star Wars.
If we agreed, this podcast would be boring. So. I'm sure there's a good Disney podcast you can get on next, too. Maybe you can guest star on there and talk all about Inside Out on the Disney podcast.
Dude, Inside Out was, like, amazing. It was, it's a cartoon, but, like, cartoons are just as crazy to make as fucking anything else.
It's great. Is there any anime movies you want to put in there also? Maybe you want to put some anime movies your honorable mentions while you're at it?
Oh, sorry it's not cool enough for you, Derek.
I know. Supergirl. Anyway.
Whatever. Here comes Derek's top five of Hot Topic dark movies. I'm so dark because I have eyeliner on.
this is why I love our podcast, because our tastes are so opposite, though. This is why I love it.
I mean, I had fucking Ex Machina is fucking mature as fuck.
I'm not giving you a degree in fucking maturity movies. I'm just saying at least mine have, you know, human beings in them.
Inside Out is more human than any movie that came out this year. It's all about human emotion. You can't get more human than that.
Okay, so I don't want to bore people too much by dragging this out. So, honorable mention.
After you let me go for 20 minutes.
Your movies are way more thought-provoking and, you know, deep and stuff. Mine are more fluffy, so, you know. And I've realized this a long time ago that your movies have a lot more to say than mine, so it's okay.
You
want to
start from the top since I'm pretty sure Mad Max is going to be your number one, right?
No, we have to build it up the same way. Honorable mention is The Revenant, definitely. Have to throw that in there.
Oh, that's one of mine, too, yeah.
Which fucking... well, I mean, like I said, I would put Spotlight in mine also, but just because we didn't touch on it, The Revenant was fucking pretty balls crazy.
Pretty balls crazy.
But I don't want to... We don't need to talk about it too much because I just realized we talked about a shitload of Charisse on the Golden Globes one. So moving on.
Yeah, that's true.
Number five. I can't believe I'm even going to say this.
I can't believe you're going to say it either.
Straight Out of Compton.
Whoa! Oh, that's in my honorable mentions too.
Dude, like... Okay. For the people that don't know me who are listening to this, which is probably maybe one person... Some random guy in like fucking...
It's my mom, Derek.
No. I said guy. No. Some random guy in like Brazil or something that somehow got our podcast because he's bored.
Hola.
Or something.
Hola, Miguel.
I am not a hip-hop fan. I never got into it, even though I'm old enough that I was around since its birth, kind of, when, you know, it was first starting to get its attention and getting, you know, more noticeable and stuff. And
specifically gangster rap, right?
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, I went to high school in the 90s, and that's when that shit was... That's when all this was going on, actually.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't take to it. I was a fucking glam rock fucking heavy metal kid, so I never took to the hip hop. Anyways.
Awesome sugar on me.
Exactly. Not that that should really matter for this movie, but I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I wanted to see it because it's a movie. It looked good. The director is good. Like I said, I was around when this
happened. Oh, sorry. F. Gary Gray.
Yes. I was around when this happened and everything. So, you know, I had interest. But I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be like, oh, that was okay. And yeah, that was cool and stuff. I didn't watch it and think like, oh my God, that's the most amazing movie I ever saw. But it's just the thing that I realized as I watched it is I was thoroughly entertained the entire time. And I realized about 3/4 of the way, because I mean, I can't speak for anyone else, but you know, sometimes you go through a movie and you're like kind of nitpicking, or you're fine. Oh, well, that was stupid. Or, oh, I didn't like that. Like, I just realized like,
Derek, you're talking to me. Come on. That's like every movie I watch.
I'm saying people in general. I'm saying maybe some people don't, but, it's just I got to almost, you know, where you could tell like it was kind of getting towards the end of the movie, and I'm like, I can't think of anything wrong with this movie. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, I couldn't think like, no, you need to change this or take this out, or this guy was a shitty actor, or that character was stupid, or nothing. Like, there's nothing to take out. And now after finishing, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I have to put it in the top 5 because I can't think anything bad about it. And if there's nothing wrong with the movie, then how can you not put it in your top 5?
That's interesting, because I was a big NWA fan when I was a kid, and I listened to them almost exclusively for like 7th grade. But I think that maybe held it back in the way that it probably made it better for you, right? Because you're like exploring these guys for the first time. You're like, oh, NWA.
I mean,
you know who Dr. Dre is. You know,
I would
who
say
Ice Cube
exploring
is.
Their story. I didn't know their story. I knew them. I knew the music, and I had seen them in interviews on it, because that's when MTV actually played videos and, you know, had interviews and stuff. So I had seen Ice Cube interviews. I had seen Easy interviews and stuff.
When did that happen?
Like,
is that what the M stands for?
Yes. Back then, at least. But the fact that I didn't know their story, or I didn't keep up with the drama that they had, or the feud that they had, or like, you know, I didn't even know that Ice Cube left NWA and they kept going on. I had no idea. I thought they were always together and then they just broke up together. And I didn't know that he left and did his own thing and then they kept going. Like,
that
I knew
scene
he,
was awesome.
I knew that
when
he became
the diss track.
Oh yeah.
And like, they're all listening to it. Fuck. Yeah. I love that scene.
No, you called me up here for something.
Yeah. It's NWA's new record. I wanted to play it for you first before you hear it anywhere else.
Break me, take me, but watch me pull the trigger. Dreads up the nigga with heart, a nigga that's smart, a nigga that's paid to stay with others and scared to play. We started out with too much cargo, so I'm glad we got rid of Benedict Arnold. Yo, NWA.
Benedict Arnold.
Are they trying to say that you're like a traitor?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking traitor. I ain't say shit about them on America's Most Wanted. Now they trying to diss?
Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just went soft. First you was down with the AK. And now I see you on a video with Mission Lake, looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo. And kept on stomping. Well, y'all motherfuckers move straight out of town.
I love that, you know, it's like, I knew that he went off and made his soul career. I remember when America's Most Wanted came out. I remember what a huge album it was, but I wasn't aware that NWA was even still going on at that point. I didn't. Like I said, I wasn't keeping track. Point is, don't want to bore people too much more, but yes, number 5.
Cool.
Number 4, we don't need to talk about too much because you already did, Sicario.
Yeah.
Some badass shit.
Fucking beautifully shot.
Dude, it's just, the whole thing with that movie is, it had such an interesting story, and I mean, of course, the cinematography is great, but like, the acting is very commendable. Benicio del Toro almost rules that fucking movie, even though it's kind of like Emily Blunt's story, because she's the, you know, for better or worse, the lead.
But it does switch perspectives.
No, that's what I'm saying. But he kind of like, his performances and his character are like so much are a part of that movie.
Yeah, and Denis Villeneuve's like way he uses those performances to like build up the tension and kind of pace it like really like very, you know, just like it's just paced so well. Like, even though it's kind of it moves slower, but like everything in the movie has to happen in order for like the for you to like fall in love well, not fall in love with those characters.
But, all the information is very necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all the scenes are very necessary. Everything that happens is very necessary. The scene for, if you have seen it, the scene where they go down to the border to pick up their prisoner is probably almost my favorite scene of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Or sequence, whatever you would call it. It's not really a scene. I guess sequence would be a better term.
Mm-hmm.
But just every time I think of like stuff that just fucking was so well executed that, ugh.
Yeah,
so
that scene, well done. That scene in a nutshell kind of describes the whole movie. It like starts off just like, just silent and like just, and then it builds up to like that one final moment on the highway when like they're like looking around to see who's gonna like try to bust this guy out of the car. Yeah, that's like basically the whole movie in a nutshell.
Although I will say that the Revenant scene when there's it's not really a spoiler. The Revenant scene when the Indians attack a bunch of villagers or attack a bunch of the
the opening scene, right?
Yeah, the colonists. What would you call them? The traders.
The fur traders. Yeah.
Yeah. When the Indians attack them, that scene's fucking nuts.
Because it's like one shot. And I didn't even
notice. It's not for what happens. It's how it was executed.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. It was following. You follow some guy to their death, and then the camera follows the person that killed him to their death.
Yep.
And like I didn't even know that was going on, and it was still fucking amazing, and it captured.
I think I want to see Ritu fucking shoot a remake of Braveheart.
Oh shit, that would be crazy.
It'd be nuts. Okay, so moving on,
number three.
I admit I've only seen it once and it was a long time ago, but it's for now is sticking with me. Avengers.
Oh yeah.
I fucking loved it.
That was a solid movie. Yeah.
I know a lot of our friends and people have dissed it or had problems with it or issues with it, but I mean,
we've also talked about this on the podcast before. Go back to the crossover episode with Marvelous Marian.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember?
I don't know. The comic geek in me was waiting for that movie so much, and it fucking delivered like almost entirely perfectly. So,
you've only watched it once?
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow, I've watched it like 3 times already.
Did you buy it?
No, but we won't go into the specifics. Oh.
I always meant to go back and see it. I meant to go back so many times to go see it, and I just never found the time. And because it was summer and stuff, and there's always so many movies to see at the summer, and it's, you know, it's one of those that just.
It was really fucking solid.
I know, I'm just worried.
A lot of people wanted to hate it because there's so much hype around it, but it was really fucking good.
I'm just worried I'm going to watch it again, and I'm going to be like, okay, maybe it's not as good. But from the impression I have.
That last battle is still badass.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the moment that Vision picks up Thor's hammer is probably in the top 5 moments of like Marvel movies, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So number two.
Star Wars, bitch. The Force Awakens. It's awakening and it's coming for you.
We don't really need to get into this.
No one wants to hear me sing. Sorry.
Whatever. It's our podcast, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, we already had a huge fucking podcast about Star Wars, so I don't think.
But you kind of rated it low. You had the most issues with it.
Here's the funny thing. The only reason I feel the need to bring this up is I did go see it like a week ago for the second time.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoyed it so much more.
Really?
I think because I had no expectations. I knew what was going to happen. I knew what I was getting. So, I mean, certain things still bothered me.
Snoke
still bothered me. He actually bothered me even more. His head looks even stupider to me now. It looks like it got bigger somehow. Like, I don't know. He's just like, he's like this animated, like, and just, he annoyed me.
But you watched it at the El Capitan.
Yes.
With a friend of the show, Greg Musunio.
Yes, our food geek.
Yep.
So, although I don't think Greg ate anything at that fucking movie. I didn't. I got the popcorn and the drink and he got nothing. What the fuck's going on there with Greg, huh? Weird.
Because he got big fucking things of poutine after.
Yeah, he was saving himself, huh?
But yeah, that's kind of like the same arc that a lot of people I know had. Like they kind of hated it at first and then went to see it again and they're like, oh, you know what? I really love Star Wars.
Well, I guess it gave me a lot. It gave me time also to like sit back and see certain things that maybe I missed or concentrate on certain things more. Like there was just minor things that I got to notice more and stuff, performances, small details and stuff. But like the whole thing with the same plot still bothered me.
Okay.
you know, the whole Death Star.
I mean, yeah, that was the basic
Death Star part three or whatever.
That was the thing that you hated the most.
New Hope part two or whatever one's calling it or whatever.
Yeah.
But the other stuff I enjoyed even more times two. You know? Like, you know, the whole, all the new characters I enjoyed more, and like the end battle scene I even enjoyed more because I was waiting for like my favorite shots and everything. And
yeah,
I don't know, like, I guess I was able to enjoy the movie more because I wasn't concentrating on the story because I already knew it was going to happen.
Did Han make it out the second time you saw it?
No. Fuck, but man. I will tell you that...
I'll keep watching until he survives.
As sappy and nerdy as it sounds, the part where fucking Rey gets the lightsaber got me again. I was just like, oh, that's such a good part!
It's hard not for it because it's fucking amazing.
Oh, wait, and I'm only going to bring up one thing. We're not going to try to do fucking Star Wars podcast part two, but I just want to bring this up with you because I heard this on our buddies at Comics, Booze, and Profanity. His name dropped him again. But they
stop plugging them.
I know.
They don't deserve it.
They don't. They don't have enough followers. They're all drunk, too. I
kind of skipped through that review because I was like, you know what? I don't need to hear this. We're the movie guys. You guys are the comic guys. Stay in your lane, fucking guys.
They were bringing up, I'm saying they as in a sense, one person brought up, but they all talked as a group, that Rey learned her force powers too quickly.
I don't agree.
I don't either.
I think, yeah, she did, but I think that's a story point and not a fault. I think there's a reason for it, and there's so much more there's so much information that we haven't got yet that we can't even like really, you can't really criticize that shit because it's like, also she like had a mind block Kylo Ren, and then in that something could have happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she exists in a world where the Force is known as a thing. When Luke was like learning about the Force, it was kind of like a myth to him, you know? To Rey, it was confirmed when she found out these people were real. So it's like, okay. So like if we found out that the Force was real in Earth, in this world, like we would probably get there faster than Luke did because like we would be like, okay, this is how you do it. You clear your mind. You know what meditation is, you know? Yeah. So that's my whole thing. What are you going to say?
Oh, I was saying mine goes just from a story concept way in the sense of like, we don't need another three movies, it was actually only two. We don't need another two movies to show a bunch of training scenes with fucking Yoda
and a
bunch of learning how to use the Force and him trying and struggling and playing around the fucking, you know, all these, you know, Ben Kenobi talking to him. We don't need all that, okay? We already know how you learn the Force. We know what it does. We don't need another two movies watching.
If they did that again, people would complain. Yeah. They'd be like,
we haven't seen all this shit again. We know what happens. It's like, you know what? We know she gets it. She learns how to use it. Bam, okay? It's like, we don't need to see the process. Yes, it maybe doesn't make sense that she learned so fast, but for the sake of the audience, we don't need another fucking whole movie or 2 hours or whatever to watch her train. We don't need it. Although I have a feeling we're going to get at least something. She's got to train somewhat, right? If she's with Luke.
Yeah, she'll train a little bit.
But like, yeah, the gist of it, like she could already know how to use the lightsaber and mind block and fucking fuck with people's heads. Like when she got out of the chair and stuff. And it's like, yeah, she learned it. Okay, she's quick. Whatever, deal with it. Like,
She's had to use it for survival in the beginning too. You know, like when she heard BB-8 like with the Force, when she was like just chilling, eating. Like she understood what that was and it wasn't weird to her. So like that kind of tells you that she's been using it to like, cause she's surviving on her own.
Yeah.
She's like had this intuition, and fucking Anakin, the same thing happened to him during the pod race. And we're talking about it. This is 5 minutes already and we're into Star Wars. That's talk. Okay. So should we just move on?
You know, you can edit, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
but right. Anakin fucking learned the Force too without knowing, and no one said shit. I mean, granted, the prequels were...
Yeah, but he didn't wield a lightsaber.
No, he didn't, but like he was already using it to like be a master pod racer and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, and of course, number one, yes, big surprise, Mad Max. Fuck yeah.
We don't need to say much.
Right? I mean, you called it. I mean, anyone that knows me knows I've been fucking talking about all fucking year. I was beyond thrilled to go to a screening recently that George Miller, the director, was at. And I got to meet him afterwards and got a picture with him and everything. And I don't usually tell people that stuff on here because they don't care. But I was so fucking happy that
it's our podcast.
No, but I'm just saying in the sense of like, that was like, the man's like 70 years old and he lives in fucking England or whatever, or Australia, you know, like, I'm sorry. That was fucking a massive moment for me. I was like, when that screening happened, like, I'm like, I'm going to meet this man. I don't know how many people I'm going to have to push out of my way, whatever, which it didn't come to that. But I'm just saying, like, I was so thrilled to fucking just tell him that the movie was awesome and thank you. And he was the nicest, most polite, generous man. And he sat there and he was talking to people and taking pictures and signing autographs. And he was very mild-mannered and just comfortable and talking to people, and he wasn't just signing stuff and just like, all right, yeah, next or whatever. He was taking time to actually conversate with people, and you know, he was like, oh, what's your name, and ask another, oh, what's your name, and like, he was like really like having moments with each single person that was coming up to him. So fucking kudos to his ass.
Agreed. That sounds awesome, actually. But yeah, so that was our top 2015 movies. I should mention, probably because we're on this whole kick that we started off last podcast about, you know, like really like fighting, you know, this lack of diversity by voting with your wallet. I should mention that Dope was one of my favorite movies this year too. Didn't make my top five, but it was.
Speaking of Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, right. And Shamil Moore, or oh, fuck, I'm going to edit that out. I forgot his name, but the main dude's going to be in The Get Down, which we talked about on our TV podcast, but that's one of my top anticipated movie or TV shows. But yeah, Dope is like it's fun. It was a mature, urban, fun version of Ferris Bueller's Day Off if it had balls, I would say, you know?
I like that.
It was Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the Hood. And I mean, that's not me. That's
Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the Hood. I
can't take credit for that, but that was Rick Famuyiwa, the director's, that's what he said.
That's still funny. That's
how he described it. It's fucking badass. But we're going to take a break and then we'll get into our top 2016 movies. We'll see you then.
Hey guys, this is Lantern.
And this is Stark.
And we're from your new favorite podcast, Comics, Booze, and Profanity.
Four assholes drink booze and talk shit about comics. What more could you ask for?
Well, we also talk video games, geek TV shows, movies, pop culture news, and of course, a few brand new comic issues every episode.
All while getting drunk.
It's terrible for our livers.
So if you'd like our friends here at the Geekdom Fancast, but want something a little, I don't know, edgier?
Then check out Comics, Booze, and Profanity, reviewing whatever the fuck we want.
And of course, keep listening to Mike and Derek here on the Geekdom Fancast.
But mainly, listen to us.
And welcome back to the show. Before we get back into our movies,
Joe,
let's take a moment to say thanks for listening, guys, all last year. And please, if you haven't yet, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheGeekdomFanCast. And we're on Instagram and Twitter, GeekdomFanCast, on both of those, I believe, right?
Yes.
And yeah, please. And then please subscribe to us on iTunes. And rate and review us. We got a second review, Derek.
You didn't tell me that.
You're fucking holding back. I was going to surprise you, and then I fucked up because I didn't print it out or anything. So
I believe you. You don't have to print it out.
I want to shout that person out. I'm going to shout out your reviews. If you rate and review us on iTunes, I will shout you out. I'll give you a big fatty shout out. So you can write in your review if you give us 5 stars. You could just write shit for me to say, and I'll say it. No, regardless of what it is, unless it's homophobic or racist or whatever, I'm not going to say any of that stuff. But if you make me call myself a big fatty elephant, then I'll call myself a big fatty elephant. Just do it. Just rate us.
Well, if they actually knew you, they'd probably call you that.
Because I never forget.
Ah.
And I'm always in the room and no one's talking about me.
I would just like to say that we did get a couple more new likes on our Facebook page since the TV one that we put up with God Hates Geeks, so Golden Globes one. So thank you to those people.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Fan Castle.
But let's get into it. 2016, big year for movies. We'll find out. Derek,
I don't think it's gonna be bigger in 2015. Just for sake of argument.
Oh, gauntlet thrown down. Well, we don't have a big Star Wars movie.
There's no big Star Wars movie. There's no fucking Avengers movie.
Well, we have Avengers 1.5.
Yeah, I guess
that's minus more. Thor and
yeah, there's
Hulk.
Still a big Marvel movie, yeah, but
what's your top, if you'd have to say off the top of your head, what is your most anticipated movie of 2016?
My baby.
Your baby.
My baby, Margot Robbie and Suicide Squad. Fuck yes.
Ooh, interesting.
Fuck yes, man.
Just because of Margot Robbie?
What?
Just because of Margot Robbie?
No, but I just love putting her at the top because she's such a fucking badass and she deserves it. And
like, I'd want her on top too.
Because here's the thing. People know her. People know her.
I feel like I should have more for that. What? I want her on top two.
Oh, Jesus. People know her because of Wolf of Wall Street, but that was, but that was still...
But you know her from Focus.
Well, no, but I'm saying that was still like an Oscar awards movie and stuff. And people did watch it. It did do very well. But like now we're going into fanboy global, like people in fucking New Zealand, China, fucking, you know, Belgium are going to know, you know, who she is probably after this shit. Like everyone's going to know who she is. Like she's going to be the billboard child of one of the most popular characters probably in the last 10 years, if not longer.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
So, but second trailer that they put out cinched it for me. Not that I wasn't excited for the
Queen one, where they have Bohemian
Rhapsody.
Fuck
yeah, man. After they put that, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm beyond fucking excited for this movie. Because that one, the other one just kind of set up the story. They didn't really do a lot of the action shots or anything. This one, now they're like, oh, now we're going to show you all the bells and whistles and fireworks that we have coming, too.
Who's the bad guy in it? Have they talked about it? Like, what's their mission? They haven't talked about that yet, huh?
I don't think so.
I know it's Task Force X, so like they're going to go after some crazy big suicide mission. But yeah, I'm excited for that too. Yeah, definitely. I like David Ayers as a director, so this will be badass for him to be.
And
in
not
the
to
DC
say
universe.
That the rest of the squad isn't a bunch of badass actors. Also, I'm just saying, you know, I had to say her first.
I mean, she's up there though. I mean, I'm not too excited for Cara Delevingne.
No, but I like the guy that played
Joel Kinnaman.
Yes, thank you. You saved me. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited for him too.
He's a fucking badass. And then
Tom Hardy would have been cool as Captain Boomerang. And I'm not too excited for what's his name? What's who? Jai Courtney?
Oh, yeah,
he's not that great.
I forgot who else. There's someone else in it that I like too. But anyways, moving on.
Cool. I have to defer to the kid in me again. I think my most anticipated movie for this year is going to be, you know, it's typical, but whatever. Star Wars Rogue One end of the year.
I thought you were going to say Finding Dory.
No, fuck. I told the Pixar sequels could suck my dick. But
that is a good call on you, though.
Dude.
I would not be surprised at all if that is better.
I kind of like the X-Wing stuff in Star Wars more than the Force lightsaber stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have since I was a kid. Like that fucking, just the Death Star, like when you first see it, like in your life, like seeing X-Wings and TIE Fighters go at each other. It's so awesome. And then with the technology now, like they kind of got into it in Force Awakens, but not really, you know? Like you had that one cool shot with Poe, like being a badass, and like that, it was like that one shot or whatever. That's like my favorite shot ever.
No, but, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I noticed it more the second time around. I was like, oh, that's what he was talking about.
Yeah. But we're going to have like a whole movie of that, you know? Like they're stealing the Death Star plans. It's all Rogue Squadron, like fucking badass. And Alan Tudyk's part of it. And you have there's some other badass.
Is there?
It's like a diverse cast too. But yeah, Rogue One, fucking stoked. I'm stoked. And it could be the creeper because everyone's waiting for episode 8, you know? And, you know, I am too, for sure. But I'm excited for next thing.
I'm with you in the sense that I definitely want to see it and I'm excited for it, but I just couldn't put it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't put it up as high because I haven't seen a trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see what it looks like.
And for all we know, like the trailer drops in a couple months and I hate it. But as of now, in this little area we're living in where I could have hope, I have the most hope.
Where I could have hope.
Yeah, I mean, something could come along. Like the Doctor Strange trailer could like look amazing. But
Felicity Jones.
There's an Asian guy.
There's an Asian. Donnie Yen?
Yeah, Donnie Yen.
I don't know who that is.
Ip Man himself.
I think you said a big name.
A big Asian guy name.
Okay. So
he's Ip Man.
He's who?
Ip Man. It's a badass fucking kung fu movie.
Oh.
There's three of them. Okay. Third one just came out.
Okay.
Anyways, so yeah. So those are our most excited. Obviously, there's other ones, and we'll probably get into them now. And let's do that, actually. Let's get into... January's going to be full of shit, obviously.
January's done, sir.
Yeah, all we really had was like, I mean, nothing really crazy came out. I've still been catching up on like December movies and shit.
I'll be catching up on December movies until fucking the Oscars.
On February 5th, a couple movies are coming out that we're both looking forward to. One of them you've been talking about, Derek, but you haven't mentioned it on the podcast yet. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Fuck yes, man. Oh my God, this looks so good. It looks so fun. So fun, so fun, so fun.
And that's Lena Headey, Matt Smith, Jack Huston. Is that a big guy? But yeah, that's a comedy horror movie, right?
I remember when they were talking about this and I was like, I just did a kind of okay, whatever, like another zombie movie. But then I saw the trailer when I went and saw The Revenant, and I'm like, this looks so fun.
Didn't get to see the original Red Band trailer when it first came out?
I don't think so.
Because that one was badass. Because at that point, like, they like really did it up like Pride and Prejudice, you know?
Yeah.
And then like they like left the zombies toward the end, so like it got that tongue in cheek humor, which I'm really hoping the movie has. Because it's fucking Pride and Prejudice and zombies. It can't be straightforward Pride and Prejudice and then zombies, right?
Well, I had...
It's got to be some Edgar Wrighty shit, right?
I had a couple friends that went and saw... they had a preview of it here in LA, and a couple of my friends went, and they really liked it. Huh?
Couldn't mention. Charisse saw it.
Charisse did see it, but I didn't talk to Charisse. But did say she liked it.
Did they say it was funny? It's listed as a comedy.
They said it was a lot of fun, is what they said.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
They said it was a lot of fun, which is like what I was thinking, and they're saying exactly what I was thinking, so that makes me happy.
Because they tried to do this before with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, but that didn't work. Fun. No.
No.
And then that same weekend, I'm excited for this one, it's Hail Caesar.
Come out the same weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
New Coen Brothers movie, they're doing comedy again, but it looks like more like Big Lebowski funny. And not
it
like,
looks so silly.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
But I love the Coen Brothers, and I'll see everything they do. So, obviously, I'm going to watch that. Let's see. Oh, and then next weekend, the weekend after, February 12th.
Oh, that little movie.
So, we got our first big superhero movie of the year, and it's fucking only in February. And I'm sure if Lantern's listening, he's going to love this.
But, his favorite movie. He can't wait. He's counting down the days.
But it's Deadpool. Are you excited for that?
You know, it's bad of me. I don't think I'm excited. I want to see it. When it comes out, I'll be happy. But, like, the thing is, I was talking to somebody about this, actually, that's, I don't know, for lack of a better word, more in the know. When I was collecting comics a long time ago, Deadpool was, you know, still new. I mean, he was cool. He was funny. Like, I liked him. Like, I definitely thought he was cool. But he wasn't getting his own books. People were not dressing up as him as cosplay at Comic-Con. Like, he was just some random supporting character in, like, X-Force or in New Mutants, okay? That's all he was.
Yeah.
So this whole, like, I stepped away from comics for 10 years or whatever and came back, and all of a sudden fucking people are dressing up in groups of 30 of him, and, like, he's got his own books and T-shirts and everything, and I'm just like, I don't get it. But, like, what I've been told is that they've totally revamped his story, and
I'm shrugging.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I've been told that he's had his own books, and they've like told a lot more of his story, backstory, given him, like, they gave him like a revamping or like whatever, and they kind of like redid the character some and brought this whole more smart ass vulgar personality to him,
breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. So I wasn't around for any of that. So, like, the Deadpool I know is not the Deadpool as much that this guy's coming out to be. So I still like the character, but it's hard for me to be excited about a character that to me was like a little minor supporting villain.
I'll watch it. You know, I'm
definitely gonna watch it. Yeah,
I'm excited because it's a fucking rated R action movie coming out on Valentine's Day weekend. So that's cool to me. And if it happens to be a superhero movie, that's even better. And I like Ryan Reynolds more than most people. I don't love him, but I could stand him more than most people, probably because I haven't seen any of his like romantic comedies or anything.
Oh God, yeah.
But it'll be fun to watch, you know, that weekend. And it's going to be the first big thing, and it's the first split off the whole X-Men cinematic universe that Fox is trying to build, so maybe they'll do something interesting with that. I'm not going to go through every single movie because there's a lot of movies coming out that I don't give a fuck about. Like, what the hell?
Well, yeah, we're just hitting on the big ones.
Like, what is Tumble Down? Who gives a shit about that? Risen? What is that? Who cares? The Witch? Never heard of it. Gods of Egypt? That's laughable.
Oh, God, I saw a trailer for that. That does not look good.
Terrible, right?
I don't know about terrible. It doesn't look good, though.
We have a new Terrence Malick movie coming out. You want to talk about
that? Oh, God. I don't even know anything about it. I'm scared already.
Yeah. The last one I saw was Tree of Life, and I didn't have a good experience.
I only saw Thin Red Line.
I went to see Tree of Life at the Arclight, and I sat next to Andy Dick.
What?
And at first I thought it was cool, but he was drunk as fuck.
I'm sure he was.
And you remember how everyone talks about having a crazy Andy Dick story? I finally got one that night because he was like touching my leg and shit. He was like super drunk, super incoherent. He definitely like touched me a lot.
Oh my God.
My friend was there. She had to get an usher. But
she had to get an usher?
Yeah.
To escort him out?
Kind of. We just moved down or whatever and like told him to quit.
That's crazy.
But he leaned over to me at one point. He's like, did you make this? Is this your movie? I was like, no, man.
Wow.
And then the first scene happens and it like takes place where the dinosaurs are because Terrence Malick is a weirdo. But he was like, oh, this is the new Jurassic Park movie. I'm like, no, what the fuck, Andy Dick? Get out of here.
I'm trying to watch this movie, buddy. Shut up.
Do you care anything about London Has Fallen? I didn't see White House or Olympus Has Fallen, but
no.
That's a sequel coming out.
They made a sequel to Olympus Has Fallen? Oh, yep. God, and it's, no. See, I'm telling you, 2016 is not going to be as good. It's already obvious.
We do have another Margot Robbie movie coming out.
Tarzan?
That is March 4th. It's called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Oh, I think it's Tarzan.
That one's written by Robert Carlock, who I like, who did fucking 30 Rock with Tina Fey and stars Tina Fey.
Wait, so we're getting three Margot Robbie movies in 1 year? Fuck yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This one looks all right. It's Tina Fey and Margot Robbie, and it's Tina Fey doing more of a dramatic role. She's definitely the lead. Martin Freeman, Billy Bob Thornton, Alfred Molina. It's about her being a journalist going out to, I think it's the stand, Afghanistan. And just reporting on stuff out there, but it looks like a decent movie.
So it's a drama.
Drama comedy.
Oh, drama comedy.
There's funny parts. It's a dramedy.
Okay.
A dramedy. Oh, and then something else coming up the weekend after that is a movie that just got dropped on us in fucking January out of nowhere. It's 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh.
No one knew this movie was happening. I didn't
know that was coming out this soon.
No one knew this movie was happening, right?
No, but I was saying I didn't know it was coming out this soon either.
Which is crazy because like
I thought it was like a summer movie or something.
They never announced it. Like no one said they were working on it. Like, yeah. And all of a sudden we got a trailer a couple weeks ago, and it's a fucking Cloverfield.
Like, did you like the first one?
Yeah, I thought it was alright.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it. I thought it was such a great concept. I just didn't like the end. I thought the end was a little eh. But the concept of the movie was great.
With me, you can't go wrong with like a fucking giant monster movie. I love most of them. Except for Godzilla 1996 or whatever.
No, I just didn't like the way that like the, because you know, the whole thing is a camera and the way that the camera gets taken out of the movie. I'm like, really? That's how you're taking the camera out of the movie? I'm like, and that's how the movie quote unquote ends. I'm
how
like,
does it happen?
I don't want to spoil it.
I've got it. I've seen it.
People listening.
Oh. If you haven't seen Cloverfield, why are you listening to our podcast
for? I don't know.
But this is going to be a different story. It's not going to deal with a giant monster. Probably not. Because they're talking about an anthology series with Cloverfield in it.
Okay.
So this looks more like kind of like a bottled, like what are you talking about with The Hateful Eight? It's like it all takes place in one room.
Yeah.
And it's like a psychological thriller. But that's with John Goodman, which is pretty fun. Mary Elizabeth Winstead,
who's ooh,
good. And John Gallagher Jr., who I like too. So that's cool. Did you see the trailer for that?
No.
No?
I know everyone jumped on it and I fucking missed it. I'm horrible.
You should just fucking watch it. Like don't even watch the trailer. Maybe be surprised.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes, like, I don't know. Sometimes it's like, I think my main problem is I love going when I'm at a theater in this day and age and a trailer comes up and I'm like, oh, what's this? And you watch it.
Like
and
you're being like, surprised?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this looks great. Instead, so everyone's like, oh, I've already seen this and I've already seen this and I've already seen this. And it's like, well, what fun is it? I mean, I don't necessarily try to get to movies early and to watch trailers, but it's like, what's the point of even getting there to watch trailers if you've already seen them all? It takes everything out of it. And you're just like, oh, great. I've seen all this. So you sit there for 20 minutes and you've seen everything.
Yep, that's me.
But it's most people these days. But, you know,
I don't complain about it. I'm like, oh, cool, I get to see this on the big screen. Unless it's something I'm not looking forward to.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, that's why I don't feel the need to rush because I love that thing of like sitting in the theater and all of a sudden it comes up and you're like, oh, I don't even know what this is. What is this?
I love that someone was able to almost pull a Beyonce but in movies and like just release something like day and date. Obviously, they needed to build up because they spent so much money making a movie or whatever, but I remember someone had a conversation about this on some podcast about like, could movies ever do that? Like, because Beyonce dropped her album Notoriously without telling anyone that it was ever coming.
Yeah.
So
now no,
no one thought that movies could ever do it. And JJ and fucking Bad Robot almost did it, which is pretty crazy. Moving on.
I think it's harder to do because unless you did it on VOD.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to draw them in a theater, you have to plan with the theater chains
to make it. But it's only really exciting if it's a big movie. And this is a pretty big movie, right? Cloverfield did pretty well at the box office. And people talk about it and stuff. It's one
of those love or hate movies. People either totally thought it was awesome or thought it was a piece of shit.
Yeah. I liked it.
I liked it.
A movie I'm very excited to see comes out March 18th. It's called Midnight Special. This is actually supposed to come out in 2015. It's Jeff Nichols, the guy who did Mud, Take Shelter, Shotgun Stories. He works with Michael Shannon a lot. And Michael Shannon's in this movie too. And it's kind of his first big non-independent movie because it's released by Warner Brothers. And it does deal with a kid with powers or whatever. But we don't have to get into it specifically of like why Jeff Nichols is badass, because I could talk about that for a whole podcast. But if you liked if you liked Mud, I'd say definitely watch Take Shelter and go see Midnight Special when it comes out. But I'm sure we should move on, because March 25th, a pretty big movie comes out. It's the beginning of a new era. You could say it's the dawn of justice.
Oh, my God.
Derek, what do you think about this movie?
I want to see it. Can't say I'm excited.
Yeah.
Just because.
Because fuck.
I like the trailer because I know a lot of people don't like the trailer. I like the trailer because I like Zack Snyder. I am a huge Zack Snyder fan. A lot of people diss him. A lot of people don't like him.
Also, then why are you
I don't give a shit.
Then?
Huh?
Why are you hesitant then?
Because I watched the trailer and it just looks like too much. I don't know. Just
too much Zack Snyder?
It looks like they're just, not even necessarily him. It just looks like they're trying to, like Wonder Woman's in it. Doomsday's in it. Like,
There's more. I think Aquaman's supposed to be in it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not just Batman versus Superman anymore. It's becoming this whole like DC mega event movie. Like the Doomsday thing really pissed me off. Honestly, that's been one of the biggest things. Like the Wonder Woman thing. I'm like, all right, I know they're trying to set up Justice League, and I think she looks great, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
And also, from everything that they've shown, told, or whatever, like, she's not supposed to be in it that much.
No.
But then they threw the Doomsday thing, and I'm like, what the fuck is he doing in here? He has no business being in this movie. It's a Superman villain. Put him in a fucking Superman movie. What the fuck is he even doing in this? No.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's always the thing when it's like, this hero versus this hero. And it usually ends up being, oh, but they resolve the differences and fight the bigger bad by the end, you know?
Yeah.
But why did it have to be Doomsday? I'm not down with that either.
Plus what's his face still bugs me. Fucking
Ben Affleck?
No. Fucking.
Oh, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes. Fuck him.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Not fuck him the actor, but fuck him being this role. I've never liked it. And now with the trailer, I like it even less.
Yeah, that's weird because, okay, so what they're trying to do is David S. Goyer is like, oh, yeah, well, if there's going to be a billionaire in this world, like, who's it going to be? But the whole point of the DCCU right now is, like, you're not in this world anymore. Like, you're in some fucking hyper-realized world. Look at the filters. Look at the colors. Like, you're not – this isn't Earth Prime anymore. This is Earth whatever you want it to be. So if it's Earth whatever you want it to be, why the fuck didn't you just have regular Lex Luthor?
But I do like Zack Snyder and stuff, and I do think that a lot of the imagery, shots, whatever, I think the style of the movie is going to be amazing. I'm sure it's going to look fantastic. I'm just worried about the actual story.
And at the end of the day, it's hard not to get fucking hyped up about Batman and Superman being on the big screen together. Yeah, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I think that's going to be good, but the way the trailer's already leading it is, it's like they're going to fight, and then they're going to be like, oh, wait, okay, now we have to fight Doomsday. And then I think the movie's going to go to shit.
Yeah, we'll see.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, that's kind of how they're leading it. Like
the best outcome would be is if that was like the end of the movie. And then that's the beginning of Justice League or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
If they like cut it and they don't actually fight him.
Yeah.
I'll be okay with that.
Like we saw the last shot and that's like the shot of the Trinity or whatever.
That's cool. I'm down with that.
I would be down with that too. But it's probably not going to be.
Probably not.
But, oh, fuck. I don't know. And Darkseid is supposed to be the Justice League villain. So I guess it wouldn't make sense that Doomsday survives. But anyways,
pointless random joke.
Yeah, go.
When I was a little kid, when I was reading comics, when I was a teenager in high school, I thought it was Darkseid.
It's like Bagel in Community. I Saw the Light looks interesting too. That comes out that weekend. I don't know why.
What is it?
I Saw the Light. That's the one with Tom Hiddleston as Hank Williams.
Was that supposed to be a summer movie like last year?
I think it was supposed to be like a Like, wouldn't you think that would be like an Oscar contender?
But I'm saying that's like last year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember we were looking at it when we were doing our review for that.
But I see it here. Maybe that's a wide release or
guess
something.
Guess it got pushed back.
Yeah, it got pushed back. That might not be a good thing.
That shit happens.
And what the fuck? They're making a My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2?
Yeah, that's...
Did they get divorced? What happened? I didn't see the first one.
No, thanks.
Do you know what Keeping Up with the Joneses is?
No.
Because it's Greg Mottola is the director who's like the guy who co-created... Undeclared, I want to say.
Greg Mottola?
Mm-hmm.
He did?
Or something like that. But
Judd
anyway.
Apatow did Undeclared.
No, yeah, but he co-created with someone.
Really?
Oh, okay. Or that's Paul Feig and Judd Apatow. No, Greg Mottola did something.
No, Paul Feig's Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks, yeah. But Greg Mottola's worked with those guys. But he's doing a movie called Keeping Up with the Joneses, and that's with Jon Hamm, Zach Galifianakis, Gal Gadot, Isla Fisher.
Whoa.
That's a big comedy thing coming up
this
year.
That's a fucking cast.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but sure, I'm excited.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I don't know what this is, but it sounds good.
All right, what about Rings, Derek? That comes out also on April 1st. Hopefully these are all April Fool's jokes.
Is that a third Ring movie?
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that.
There's also another Amityville, The Reawakening. Someone told Hollywood that Halloween happened in April? Is that what happened? Why are there two movies coming out?
Maybe it's movies that meant to come out in October and they pushed them.
Jesus Christ.
They're like, nah, never mind. We're going to push those back.
Wow. Elvis versus Nixon. That comes out April 15th. What do you think about that? Have you heard about this?
No.
This is Michael Shannon playing Elvis and Kevin Spacey playing Nixon. And it's about a historical, like an actual thing that happened where Nixon needed to boost up his like popularity. So he invited Elvis to the house, to the White House. And like they hung out for a day or whatever. It looks like a fun comedy.
I'm assuming it's a comedy.
Yeah, it is.
That's
definitely
fucking hilarious. I like the sound of that.
But it's funny. It's fucking Michael Shannon as Elvis. I'll watch a whole movie. The way he plays it in the trailer is so weird, dude.
Yeah, it sounds hilarious. I'm all for it.
Also coming out that day, Everybody Wants Some. I'm excited for this. People will not recognize it, but it's a... It's the spiritual successor to Dazed and Confused. So it's Richard Linklater doing Dazed and Confused, but instead of the 70s in high school, it's the 80s in college. And it's a bunch of like baseball players like in college. And it's just that whole... You've seen Dazed and Confused?
Of course.
Yeah, it's just that whole thing. It's just like a day in their life, all hanging out and just getting the weird shit.
I like it.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
I'm like, Dazed and Confused is one of my favorite movies. So
Richard Linklater is fucking badass.
Yeah, Everybody Wants Him. I'm totally going to be there. And the rest of you are probably going to be at The Jungle Book, Jon Favreau's Jungle Book, with a fucking crazy cast too. Bill Murray, Ben Kingsley, Idris Elba.
Yeah,
I mean, these
all
are all
voices.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I mean, we've only seen that one teaser for it, so we can't really tell.
It looks good, but I'm not going to be like, I won't be there like opening weekend or anything.
Yeah. And then next, the weekend after that. So that was April 15th. And I have on here... This is strange, but okay. So on Wikipedia, I just looked up 2016 in film, and it says Keanu's coming out that day.
And John
that's
Wick?
Weird. No, it's just called Keanu. It has nothing to do with Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
But it's basically John Wick, but a parody of it. It's like the same story, but
what?
It's Key and Peele's first movie.
Oh, the Key and Peele movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's about them like just being really white black dudes, you know, like suburban.
Greg told me about this and he's like, dude, have you seen this? And I'm like, no. He's like, it's fucking hilarious.
You should just watch the movie. Don't even watch the trailer. But the trailer looks pretty good. But it's like they're teaming up with their director that directed most of their skits on Key and Peele, Peter Tensio.
Go figure.
But yeah, it's basically the story of like Jordan Peele, like just got divorced and he's like, they're both like really suburban ass black dudes, you know? So like they're like, they code switch that way. So they're talking really white.
Okay.
Whatever. But he finds a cat that he falls in love with because he's going through this divorce, you know?
Okay.
And the cat gets kidnapped by like this like fucking gang down the street. So like they basically go after the cat and like they have to like pretend to be like hood ass black dudes.
Oh my God.
And it just becomes like a crazy action movie. So that'll be fun. I can't wait for that because it's been a while since we've had a really good fucking big comedy.
Yes.
And if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be fucking Key and Peele.
Plus with their show ending, this is cool that they're doing this.
Yeah, right? Yeah, this is what they wanted to do with the show ending. So hopefully it pans out. fucking Gary Marshall's doing another one of his fucking Mother's Day movie. This Mother's Day?
Yeah, I know.
Starring everyone in the world.
As long as they keep people keep going to see it.
Jesus Christ. It's not even Mother's Day. It's coming out April 29th.
It sucks that this is what Gary Marshall's been reduced to.
I know, right? God damn. All right, moving on to May 6th.
Gee, I wonder what this is.
Captain, while a great many people see you as a hero, there are some who'd prefer the word vigilante. You've operated with unlimited power and no supervision. That's something the world can no longer tolerate.
I know how much Bucky means to you. Stay out of this one. Please. You only make this worse.
You saying you'll arrest me?
There will be consequences.
Captain, you seem a little defensive. Well, it's been a long day. If we can't accept limitations, we're no better than bad guys.
That's not the way I see it.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
The big one coming out, Captain America Civil War. The Russo brothers. We all know what this is, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think? You're going to see it?
Oh, yeah. This is one of those ones I'm sure will be there like opening weekend for sure.
Yeah.
I just... I wish it was more of what I was hoping for, but the more closer it gets, I think it might get more characters in it and stuff. Cause you know, like how they're slowly leaking more stuff that might be in it and stuff and everything, you know?
Yeah. They haven't teased Ant-Man at all in it, and we all know he's going
to
be in it.
I just want to see a lot of fucking Marvel characters in this movie. I don't want it to be like
at the expense of a story though.
No. I don't want it to be not done right. But, you know, I want it to be more of the Marvel universe and not just like Cap versus Iron Man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They said that this movie's testing through the roofs. Have you seen those articles?
I saw it yesterday. I didn't read it, but I did see that. Yes.
And that's pretty crazy.
That's always good to hear.
A lot of people are saying that the last time that it tested this well was Civil War or not Civil War, fucking Winter Soldier.
Oh,
and
shit.
And that was like one of my favorite
movies. So.
Damn, son. So that's going to be a big one for that weekend. I can't believe anything else is going to happen. But Zach Braff is trying to fucking put a movie out that same weekend. But fuck him. I have nothing really against Zach Braff, but who's going to see that shit?
Over Civil War. Someone screwed up in the production office on that one. Oh, let's put it out this weekend.
Yep. Damn. And then the weekend after that, speaking of Civil Wars and American history, and I guess this is a segue, but Oliver Stone's releasing a movie about Edward Snowden, and that's crazy.
Oliver Stone hasn't done a movie in a while.
Yeah, right. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's gonna be Snowden, I guess. That's interesting. But
I'll see anything Oliver Stone does.
Timothy Oliphant is gonna be in it. Scott Eastwood, Shailene Woodley, interesting. Tom Wilkinson, Nicolas Cage. Cool.
I like it. That's a good cast.
Yeah.
And you put Oliver Stone at the helm of all that. I like it.
May 20th. Fucking, have you heard about The Nice Guys? Shane Black's new movie?
Oh! I just saw a preview for that when I went and saw The Revenant.
What do you think? that one's with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. And it looks like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, the sequel, the spiritual sequel.
Yeah, the thing is like, I don't really know if I'm going to like Russell Crowe in the movie.
Really?
Well,
I thought you could say Ryan Gosling.
No, Ryan Gosling looks going to be hilarious. He looks he's going to be funny. Like, Russell Crowe looks like he might annoy me because he's being like, I'm the cocky badass. But I trust Shane Black.
Yeah, me too.
So it's that simple.
Especially because it's so in his wheelhouse, dude. It's like, it's Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I fucking love that movie.
Lethal Weapon. Yeah, me too. I fucking, one of my favorite action comedies ever. And that's the dude who does action comedies. He's like the one that like created the genre action comedy, right?
Yeah.
With Lethal Weapon. I mean, probably someone did it before, but fuck you guys.
But yeah. No, I'm down for that one.
And then the weekend after that, we got Alice Through the Looking Glass. Are you excited about that?
I'm
not
what
excited
is that? About that at
all. That's the sequel to Tim Burton's like.
Oh little, God, no, 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 no.
Which is he's not even directing. I guess
I don't care. No.
But that same weekend, X-Men Apocalypse comes out.
There we go.
Director Bryan Singer, screenwriter Simon Kinberg. We haven't seen too many trailers for it.
No, but
not a lot.
I mean, at this point, how can you not trust Bryan Singer?
Right. he hasn't missed with an X-Men movie yet.
Yeah, so.
And it's Apocalypse.
And now that they've kind of changed Apocalypse a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of that cheesy ass whatever the fuck that was before.
Yeah.
So.
And it's cool that it's the 80s. Like, that would be a fun, interesting period to have, like, a superhero movie in, you know?
And the more pictures I keep seeing, I'm more on top. I'm more on the train for the Olivia Munn Psylocke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was really against it in the beginning. But
were you?
Yeah. She looks nothing like her.
But now she does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know what they were going to do, what they did. I'm like, and now I've seen, I'm like, okay, good job, guys. Never mind.
It's so under the radar because of Cap and fucking Batman that, like, it might be the surprise hit. Like, Days of Future Past.
I would rather see X-Men than Batman.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you're more of a Marvel guy anyways, right?
No, I'm more worried about Batman fucking up.
Oh, that's true.
I'm more worried about being disappointed. I'm not worried about being disappointed by X-Men. I'm worried about being disappointed by Batman.
And this is supposed to be the last X-Men movie in Bryan Singer's whole life thing. So.
Well, also in Hugh Jackman, right?
Yep.
Or does Hugh Jackman have one more after this? He has like a Wolverine, I think, after this.
Everyone? Oh, yeah, maybe.
I think he has a solo Wolverine movie and then he's done.
Yeah, maybe they're doing Old Man Logan.
But either way, he's pretty much done.
Yeah, so that's what's coming out for now. Obviously, we're going to have our, like, fucking Doctor Stranges coming out. We're going to have our other things, Tarzan. But we're going to come back for a podcast listener. You know we're going to come back. You know we're going to come back for you for a good old summer movie. Summer
guns blazing.
Heat it up, you know. Bring back
Guardians of the Galaxy? Guests. No. Oh, that's next year, huh?
That's next year.
Fuck. Because I saw that they're really, like pretty much already filming, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
They just had their table read, I think. But yeah. Yeah, so that's upcoming for now because we don't want to burn our summer movie episode. All right, so that's all, folks. If you agree with us, disagree.
What are you, Bugs Bunny?
I can't do a Bugs Bunny. Can you do a Bugs Bunny?
No. I am not qualified in voices.
All right, so that's all we have for you today for this episode. Thank you for listening again. Once again, facebook.com/TheGeekdomFanCast. Geekdom Fancast on Instagram. Geekdom Fancast on Twitter. Uncle Gerald 37, D-A-R-R-Y-L 37, is where you can find Derek on Instagram, Twitter,
yes,
and probably OKCupid.
See him on.
And then
OKCupid, how dare you.
And then One Mike, you can find me at One Mike on Twitter and Instagrams. Once again, find us on iTunes. Rate us, review us, and I'll fucking read it out loud. And
if you feel the need to drop your opinions on sharing with our movie tastes or saying we're fucking morons, or you want to drop your own one saying you forgot this one, we're glad to hear it. Fucking debate with us, and we're all for it.
Throw those opinions on the Facebook page so we could all get everyone in on the conversation, and let's like just fucking yell at each other like me and Derek do all day. Thank you for listening. See you next couple weeks. Oh, if you guys haven't noticed, I'll leave you guys with this. If you guys haven't noticed, we're doing bi-weekly now, and we'll bring you bonus episodes if it happens between those 2 weeks. But yeah, so you can expect us for sure. We're sticking to this like a New Year's resolution every other Thursday of the month, or every other Thursday of the rest of our lives, I guess, until we until we figure out something out where we can record more frequently or whatever. But yeah, so you're hearing this on Thursday, hopefully, unless I died. So
if you die, I'm fucked.
and two Thursdays for now, you could expect us. But until then,
Greg doesn't know how to work this shit, so
I'm sure you guys can figure it out. Just put it on your phone or whatever. Until then, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Peace out, motherfuckers.